This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes! Yes!
Kids, don't try this at home.
Bienvenidos, North American Wrestling Connection. Wait.
Wait, dude. Who wrote that?
Anyway, welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection.
Did he edit the script from Mexico?
This is what I get for not having a physical copy in front of me.
Uh-huh. There you go. So he edited Notepad. Good job. But go ahead. Go on. Let's do it.
So, welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, I have my usual suspects, including my man in New York, who is the luckiest guy on the planet right now, Jason Block.
Yes, I am the luckiest guy on the planet. Not only do I live in the greatest city in the world, New York City, I am going to be at Raw on Monday, the go-home show with The Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth, and some guy who's directing the biography of Roman Reigns tomorrow night, Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I did hear the news that my Uncle Paul did it. So it's definitely going to be a very glowing piece.
Yes. No, they are gonna talk about the booing. They're gonna talk about everything. They're gonna talk warts and all, baby.
Exactly. And I hope they bring up from his speech before he went out with his leukemia. It doesn't matter if you cheered him. It doesn't matter if you booed him. You reacted to him, and that's all he's asking for.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about the origins of acknowledge me. They talk about everything. Okay.
So, yeah.
And that's going to be epic, but go on.
So also at the table, we have our audio guy who thankfully doesn't have to work for the UFL.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
What was that?
That was the sound of your bracket breaking?
No, that was the sound of the Yankees somehow beating the Astros.
Well, Juan Soto yet again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But VRM, what a week this week, man.
Hold on.
One more.
There's somebody else at the table.
No. I was just talking to... I know there's someone else at the table. He's the most important guy here. He's the numbers guy. That's that boy.
Hello. Hopefully my voice doesn't try to give out on me tonight. It's a little sore still.
No, you sound good, though. You sound really
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Okay. But, Nikki... Have you ever seen a wrestling show like last Monday night that was on point all the time like Raw was on Monday?
It's been a very long time since I've seen a show like that. And we can thank Hunter for one little tweak when it comes to everybody's promo game. Instead of here's a script and read it, and I see Mox is rolling his eyes right now. They're given bullet points.
Finally.
And that's all that a lot of the wrestlers had been asking for years.
Mm-hmm.
For being able to speak their minds, speak their characters in character and not in the voice of some guy behind a typewriter.
Or some guy in the headphones.
Yeah.
So, VRM, credit the man. Because, yes, so because Monday it started like this, right? So Cody is in the ring and he's like, I'm gonna finish my story, pretty much. And instead of CM Punk comes out, we get The Rock, okay? Mm-hmm. And we get The Rock, and he doesn't say anything. But he whispers something to Cody that we don't know, but lip readers eventually found out to what, Nikki?
His statement was simply, I'm going to make you bleed.
Right. And throughout the night, and what, you know, so, but the end segment of that was one of the most brutal beatdowns in a long time. But Nikki, it felt fresh. It felt right in a way.
That's because, again, this is, remember what I was saying when the PG era was in full swing and everybody was grumbling about it. We're now in a situation where if somebody bleeds, it means something. Don't look at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody cusses, it means something. Especially with the fact that Rock was not censored at the arena.
Yeah.
Right.
And that F-bomb went straight to air there. So thank you, Matthew, for sharing that on your latest Botchamania.
And then from there, The Rock shared more on his Instagram.
And you have it? Go for it, because I have it too.
Go ahead and do it, because I don't have it available immediately in front of me.
Yeah, he did this over the week. He showed behind-the-scenes footage of the beatdown, which we'll explain in a minute. But he said, I hate constraints and bullshit rules. I'm going to uncensor this. And just become some at WWE producer says clear, meaning we're no longer live on the air and the show is over. That doesn't mean I'd just stop whatever I'm doing and tell everyone great job. It fucking pissed me off. I can't shut my high emotions off just because the script says we're done. Beautiful way, by the way, of shoot kayfabe, right, Nikki, right there?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, essentially, he is maintaining kayfabe as his character, the final boss. And there's a grain of reality in that. With that kind of aggression and that kind of ferocity, no offense, but that is hard to turn on and off like that.
Yeah, and then he continues, but even in this crazy fucking world of pro wrestling, this is a microcosm of a larger issue I have with individuals, corporations, and governments telling us what we can or can't do. You have to do it this way, you have to say it that way, or you'll get canceled. They create fear if you have a different perspective and don't live by their rules. It's their way or no way. Fuck that. I say it the way I want to say it. I do it the way I want to do it. My choice, our choice. Fuck your clear, the final boss. That's
Yeah, it is brilliant. You are right. But there's one thing that Dwayne needs to kind of remember. The FCC will slap him with a giant fine if he says the wrong things over the air.
Right, and he'll pay for it in his in the UFL merch sales.
Yeah,
right.
Remember, USA is a cable channel.
And not regulated by those rules, because I've watched movies where it's been uncensored on USA. I have, but it's been after like midnight or something like that. Mm-hmm. But still, okay.
Yeah. But if this was Fox, that's another story. Because Fox isn't over the air.
Right, and Dwayne and Brian Gewirtz, his personal writer, give the scripts in advance to USA to know where to bleep. Okay? They do that. But still, this beatdown and the blade job that Cody did was so good. So good. Okay? And Nikki, the Mama Rhodes belt, the rain pouring down, right?
Rain. You couldn't have asked for better atmosphere for this.
No, exactly. And, oh, and by the way, did anyone catch the Easter egg of Cena and Austin on the truck?
Yes. Absolutely caught it.
I went back and watched it, and I thought, okay, that's actually kind of cool.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, and the thing is that, and Nikki and I had a little pre-production meeting on this particular story. We don't know where this is going because we have another story which the promos have been nuclear fire on. Punk, mm-hmm. Punk, McIntyre, and Rollins, okay? McIntyre has been fucking brilliant as well as the truth teller in all this. And, you know, and in a way, Seth Rollins has been is Seth Rollins the third wheel in this? I don't know. I don't know who the third wheel is in this one. Or is there one?
There isn't. There isn't, because all these moving parts are going to confuse you, so you don't know what's going to happen, who's going to screw who, and where we might be that following Monday.
Right. And Nikki, what I liked about this is that there was no, you know how a promo is, I say something, you say something. I say something, you say something. There was an uneven flow to it, which was great. Like when McIntyre said, do you want to hear what I have to say? Punk goes, no, I don't. No, I don't. And everyone was saying, well, I can't be a referee. I don't like either of you dipshits. Mm-hmm. And McIntyre goes, BG people.
Actually, you can get a clean piece of that off of the new Botchamania VRM if you want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, PG brother. The a little bit of the finger pointing, a little bit of nod, nod, wink, wink, and just some beautiful lines that would not have been in a script.
And McIntyre goes, you know, don't shoot up my kilt, you perv. You know, I mean, just
that wouldn't have been there.
You think that would have been there or would not have been there?
That would not have been there. Even though Vince is a perv, he would not have put that in there.
Yeah. Sadly. Okay.
Sadly.
Yeah. But that, and again, you don't know where that's going to go. Oh, and when Punk said, I wouldn't be the special guest referee, he goes, your counting arm is not good. So he does it left-handed. The crowd goes nuts. Love it. Simple. Simple things. Simple stuff.
McIntyre showing off his t-shirts, and Punk just blasted him with, I don't have to put anybody else's name on my t-shirts to sell them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. McIntyre tears off his t-shirt, Lou shows another one.
Right. Yeah, the other one. Right.
Nice.
And it's just, and Seth is like, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And it's just, that stuff was great. The intercontinental situation where Sami Zayn is distracted and Chad Gable is now his new mentor. Interesting.
Chad Gable being away from the academy might signal a potential heel turn for him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Sammy can get the Intercontinental title off of Gunther, Chad's going to chase him all over the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that. I love Alpha Academy, don't get me wrong. But if that's where this is going, sign me up.
Oh, and there was an interesting little camera shot. We should do this. It's like the camera shot of the week, right? Which people caught. When, what was it? When Awesome Rickish. Truth and Miz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They zipped to the back, and Drew McIntyre is talking to Paul Heyman. What's he talking about? Who's he talking to, right?
Or why is he talking to?
Right.
Because the way that all these twists and turns, Hunter learned from some of the stuff they used to do in the Attitude Era. If you remember, you would get all kinds of funny background events when they would go backstage. And, you know, they might mean something, or they're carried over from something else, or it's just random shit to distract you from what you should have been paying attention to.
Correct. Like the Ricochet JD McDonough match, which was epic. Oh, good grief.
Love. Much love to those guys.
Yes, and Michael Cole. Ricochet, quick as a puma.
I just started laughing, and then he got called out on it. Pumas aren't that fast, Michael. And apparently they both had to turn off their mics because they were cracking up.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And there were a couple of other lines we forgot from the epic promo from between McIntyre, Punk, and Seth Rollins. He's like, McIntyre said, "You don't do drugs, you don't drink, but you spend all your time in rehab." Ouch.
Oof.
Beautiful.
Okay. And then McIntyre said, "Well, I'm the chosen one." And then Punk said, "Who chose you? What's his name?" I'm like, "Oh!"
Next part of that. What beacon of virtue actually gave you that title?
Right. I was just like, aloe fucking vera, dude. Okay.
Ether.
Yes. I mean, DIY versus the New Day. That was so good. Andrade versus Giovanni Vinci. Ivar was medically not cleared. Oh, Becky and Rhea had it out. That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because Becky, by the way, on her book tour, very interesting, you know, her book tour this week. And it was a great promo. That was a great promo. And Ripley said, "I can just post a picture or video online and watch these freaks eat it up," Ripley said.
Yeah.
And that's true. And then Ripley said, "I want to tell Rue, and I want you to listen to her call me Mommy." That was it. Done. And then the main was Jay and Shinsuke. Whew. What? And I will tell you, that was a spectacular Raw. I mean, it's just like, it's amazing when WWE is on all cylinders, you can see how bad AEW is right now. And don't mean to knock them, but damn, people.
And seeing this tells you just how out of touch Vince was when it came to the performers.
Okay.
Loosening the leash, letting the guys say the things that they need to say the way that their character would say them. And I'm gonna beat this into the ground. I don't care.
Go for it.
When you're saying it the way you feel you're supposed to say it, it is, what's that magic word?
Organic.
I was about to say orgasmic there, I'll admit.
Well, no. You know what it is?
Stop that.
No, it is, though. When it goes right, you feel like, you know, you feel a release. And when you're with 15,000 people with sellout after sellout after sellout, it's just clicking. It's just clicking. I mean, look, also, NXT is clicking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had a great segment, which was the prime target to promote the Stand and Deliver main event, which is going to be not the championship match between Tony D'Angelo and Ilya. It's Trick Mello gang time.
Yeah.
Okay.
because that has a lot more story and a lot more continuity. And no offense to Tony or Ilya,
right?
We're more invested in what's going on with Mello and Williams.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've got five matches for Saturday afternoon. Ilya Tony, the Wolf Dogs versus the winners of the tag team final for the NXT, which is the it's happening Tuesday. It's either Latino World Order, Axiom and Nathan Frazier, or the OC. I'm guessing Axiom and Nathan Frazier since Corbin and Breaker are heels.
Yes.
That, and I would rather see where was I going with this? Fook, run those teams by me again.
Latino World Order, Cruz, Wild and Del Toro versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus the OC.
We need Wild and Del Toro available. Because I don't mean to jump ahead to SmackDown, but I wanted that 5-on-5 mixed tag so bad.
I know. That you. May happen. That may that's happen.
A, that's why I want Wild and Del Toro available.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can do that. Because with, you know, a multi-person tag match like that, you know, it's easy work. You know, people get their stuff in, and you can fill 10 to 15 minutes with their nonsense, but, including one, you know, at least one point of everybody in the ring, start brawling, go to commercial.
Right. And the other matches are Luria Valkyrie versus the newly heel Roxanne Perez, and Oba Femi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs. Dijak has been a fucking savage on Twitter. Oh my God, he's been great. He's been putting himself over.
Well, he has to, because no offense to WWE, but they haven't been doing him any justice.
No, I want justice. But I mean, the only thing I want to talk about AEW before we go into SmackDown, and then we'll do the where were we now a year ago?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The only thing I want to talk about AEW was the fact that, again, the ratings are going down. They've got Okada, Monet, and Ospreay, and they couldn't manage 750,000
on a Wednesday.
And they don't have an excuse of the tournament or baseball or anything else.
No,
go ahead and take a look at the ratings. See if where do I find that nowadays? Because TV by the numbers is dead, isn't it?
I can give it to you. Just give me a second here, because I'll find it from PWI and I'll copy paste the. You want the last 5 weeks or?
I was just looking for this last week, seeing if there was anything that went. Oh, that's why.
I'll go WrestleNomics actually on Twitter. I think that would be the best place for it. I think
I'm looking for a very specific set.
Oh no!
If they would only allow for cable ratings on here.
Oh no! Brandon Thurston, that's right. Give me a second.
Because that's part of what I want.
Oh, and by the way, some more other stuff. Vince has sold another $100 million of stock, by the way.
Yes.
Because he knows how many people he's going to have to pay restitutions to.
Yeah. Action. He's getting ready for it. You know he is.
Oh, yeah, because that's still ain't enough to put all six of his grandkids through college. Oh. I said that out loud.
Oh, here we go. Here are the quarter hours. It's at WrestleNomics.com. Here are the quarter hours for last week's Dynamite. Right here. Oh, bite me. Just sorry.
Ah, boo.
Paywall.
No. I got it here, I think.
Check Reddit. It's on there somewhere.
No. Here we go. Here it is. Oh, wow. I got it here. This is bad. Look at this. There's the numbers right there.
Highest is 800 some odd thousand. Lowest is 600 some odd thousand quarter to quarter.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, lowest 18 to 49 in almost 4 years.
And it's almost a microcosmic version of what networks have had to deal with when it comes to wrestling programming. It doesn't matter what you put on before or after it. People tune in for wrestling and tune out as soon as the screen goes black.
Ah, right. Did I just? Yes, I just found this week's.
And that is this week's.
Yeah, I think he's looking for the comparisons.
But AEW has this problem that when Mercedes Moné's on the screen, yeah, everybody tunes in, but as soon as she's gone, click.
Yeah, because let me take a look here. The highest ratings this last week were for Shibata Ospreay at the beginning. Then things started falling apart almost immediately. With in between Shibata after or wrapping up Shibata Ospreay, a Bryan Danielson video, and then ratings kryptonite. The Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks.
No, not kryptonite. It went up and then it went down.
Yes, but I would be among the many who would say the Young Bucks. No, thank you.
Click. Young Bucks, please go home.
Because and Jason and I kind of figured this out. The Bucks are trying to do what The Rock is doing, but
poorly.
They're not genuine. And the fact that there's no secret that they've been EVP since the get-go, why the change in attitude? It doesn't make any sense. Rock has been away for a few years, and what's he been doing? He's been building his empire. He's worth almost $1 billion by himself.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is. Legitimately.
No, I saw the numbers for that. And here he is.
On the board. On the board of TKO, right? I'm sorry, on the board of TKO, throwing weight. Go on, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did not mean to.
Throwing his weight around, dropping the bomb because it's not, I don't think it was common knowledge yet that Rock was on the board.
No.
And there's probably people on the internet that still thinks that's storyline. It is and it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown threw a wrinkle in what I was thinking, though, in the fact that Uncle Paul said that The Rock was acting on Roman's orders and not the other way around.
Yes, by the key words, by the order of the tribal chief. Right?
That's true. He did not use a name.
But here's the question, and again, it's been mentioned on many interviews. In fact, the Rich Eisen show actually mentioned it. Okay. Live research. And he says he was speaking with Forms and he was asked, it is a conspiracy. And just because it's a conspiracy theory doesn't mean there's not a conspiracy behind it. My father always taught me, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean the world isn't against you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not out to get you.
Yeah.
But go on.
Yeah. I'm actually, there's also a... Because Paul Heyman was on, Paul Heyman also said, I'm going to wing the speech. Yeah, right.
No, he's not. He's either going to, the only thing that's going to be winged about it is any offhand comments and having to shout down any idiots in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he can use that speech to promote the match. He can use that speech to have a bunch of the have any of the ECW originals who would be down the street and around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, Philly is a nice town this time of year. And, you know, have them all come out. Because even though I don't think there's any other WWE talent under a formal performing contract, I know some of them have Legends deals.
Yeah, so, I mean, but again, lots of people are doing the media promotions. I mean, the Tribal Chief and The Rock are going to be on the Tonight Show next week. You know? I mean, and SmackDown, oh, baby, did they make Jade Cargill a star?
Yeah.
So, and the way they're advertising her, is her nickname going to be Aurora?
Aurora Storm?
Oh.
Do you see the reference?
Yeah. You're talking X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got the white hair. She's got the skin-tight outfits. All she needs is the mohawk. Or to wave her hands and have lightning bolts strike the ring post. But I don't think we're going to go that far. She don't need that. But just in that entrance and beat down, I want Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley yesterday.
But they're doing a six-man to make it easy.
Yes.
And the faces will win, and Cargill will get the pin. Sorry. Yeah. And that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. And, yes, that's one of my picks.
The question is, though, who will wind up getting pinned? If I'm going that route, that is.
It would be Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious.
It is. Obvious match is obvious. They also set up a match, which, again, not the match we thought we were going to get, which is going to be Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Mysterio and Escobar, which means Rey and Dominic will face each other one more time. And, yes, Nikki, I think that's a segue, isn't it? I hope it is.
Not quite. Yeah. There's one more thing. One more bit of AEW news, just really briefly.
Okay.
In fact, kind of breaking, because this happened about an hour ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because one person that may not be doing anything at Mania weekend this upcoming week is one Matt Cardona. Because he decided that he was going to play a part in the Cope Open.
For the TNT title. Nice.
Yes.
I'm assuming he didn't win because he's not full under contract.
No, probably not.
And then Malakai said, nope. And smacked Adam around.
And then House of Black disappears. The FTR. Yeah. FTR versus, and yeah, Moxley isn't around because Brian Danielson and Cascinoli came back from Mexico to help win. So, but yeah, Matt Cardona came back. So yeah. So a year ago at this time, Nikki, you were in Los Angeles. You were at SoFi. Okay.
And it was a beautiful day. It was a wonderful show. Yes, I needed oxygen in the seats I was in, but I was there.
Yes. And we, you know, this is a segment we should have done a long time ago, but you know what? As my sister is so apt to say, it's better to be on the better late than never train, you know? So, we are going to go over the card and look at where people were, etc. The match on night one, which opened the show, which was Austin Theory and John Cena. Now, John Cena at the time had come back just to challenge him at WrestleMania. New shirt, Make-A-Wish entrance, and basically got dominated for the U.S. Championship.
Yeah. And But the match sucked.
Yeah, the match was
bad.
Cena was like, ring rust does not even begin to describe what that was.
Mm-hmm. And couple that with Austin, you know, don't get me wrong, Austin's good, but he still has timing issues.
Right. Yeah.
And put those two together, and you've got a match that you're sitting there and going, this is on a WrestleMania.
Right, and honestly, it was surprising because then Cena, about 5 months later, due to the writer strike, comes back and has an awesome summer to fall run, which was not rust-filled and not very good.
That's because
not bad, excuse me.
Well, yeah, but he had a little bit of time, you know, before the strikes fully took hold so they could actually go back and get in the ring shape.
And he got into.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see.
So then we had a short match between the Street Profits, Braun Strowman and Ricochet, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders in a fatal four-way tag match.
And this match is going to be an overlooked gem.
Okay.
I love this match in the fact that the power guys were doing the cruiser moves and vice versa. That, you know, just typically what the Viking Raiders typically do anyway. Ivar's the agility guy and Eric's the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So Montez starts doing power moves and Dawkins is trying to fly around. Braun Strowman actually went to the top rope, and Ricochet did a power move of some sort. I'm going to go watch this match again at some point. So going down this list, the Street Profits have not really changed that much because of the attempt to make them heels and then allying them with Bobby Lashley. Now they just have Bobby Lashley as a manager and they're pretty much back to where they were.
And Alpha Academy is still there. Viking Raiders are still there. Braun Strowman is still recovering from this concussion, but he's more of an ambassador now. And Ricochet is in the Intercontinental title picture.
Right. Now, Ivar is dealing with a niggling injury, and Eric's been out for a while.
Right, because he had the surgery, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but, you know, you get them both back for the day after WrestleMania. Sign me up.
Then we had this guy, VRM.
Monday Night Raw in full effect, baby.
Logan Paul is an asshole, but he delivers.
He delivers every time he's in the ring, and he's been delivering during this WrestleMania period. He really, you know, Logan Paul is a dick. He's an absolute fucking moron. But WWE and Logan Paul, their partnership has been nothing short of spectacular.
And Logan Paul, he can be an asshole, but boy, he gets it. Sounds like some other asshole I know up in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt you have that.
Why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
I was hoping to get. I'd admit it. I'm an asshole.
Okay. If you have that,
do probably I have not. It? It's probably not ready. It's not ready.
Okay, fine. If you could find it while we're talking. No, but Logan Paul came in on a super secret, you know, a Shawn Michaels like entrance. KSI was in the prime bottle, but Seth Rollins did his thing. But Logan Paul has gotten even better. He's gotten the U.S. championship. He has cemented a deal with WWE to put Prime on the mat, starting with WrestleMania. He's a dick, but he's making money, and he's smart, and he's young. Is he an asshole and a bad human being? Yeah. But is he good at it? Sure.
Yeah.
And Seth has only been going up from there. I mean, he had one of the better entrances of the night. Of night one with the conductor.
Yes.
And getting 100,000 people to sing my song.
And they did.
And boy, did we.
Hmm.
And
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll always remember the conductor thing just because I know a guy who could have gone into doing that for a career as a music conductor.
Interesting. We move on to an interesting tag team match with Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch before she turned heel. Trish, that is.
Yeah.
Defeating Damage Control, which was at the time Bayley, Io, and Dakota. Now, this match eventually led to a summer run between Becky and Trish, which was decent.
It was a bit muted because they really did not strike when the iron was hot. If you remember, they had a match that should have been on SummerSlam, but for whatever reason, they decided, and pushed it off to Payback. To be honest, I'm pretty sure they could have actively pushed a match or two off of the SummerSlam card. Like, say, nuking the, let's see here real quick. I'm looking at the card now. The Cody Rhodes-Lesnar match could have went 5 minutes. Seriously, went 17:35, and that's about 15 minutes too long.
I agree.
This would have been about the point where Brock had well beyond.
Well, we're gonna get to that. You're right though.
Brock had long outstayed his welcome by SummerSlam 23.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Then we had one of the best. This was so good. Okay, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic. This was again. This had been culminated from Money in the Bank in Toronto or some match in Toronto, I forget where, where Dominic kicked Ray in the nuts and Edge in the nuts to turn heel and join the Judgment Day. So Dominic, in a video which was edited afterwards because they used Auschwitz in the video, not a good idea, okay?
Yeah.
But Dominic comes in and is escorted by cops because he's a prisoner in full shackles. Yeah. Full shackles.
Brilliant. It was mommy's idea.
Yeah. Was it really?
No. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
No, they won 5-3.
It was mommy's idea.
Wow. And then Ray is escorted by Snoop Dogg in his lowrider Buick convertible and defeated him. Fun match, got spanked, did what it needed to do, and believe it or not, they're fighting each other again at WrestleMania next year because they kept it going subtly.
Okay? Yes, the fact that they haven't interacted in a little while because Dominic has been going out there and letting people boo him out of the building while Ray rests up and prepares.
Right, because Ray is recovering from yet another knee surgery. Now,
Booyaka. Both my knees, booyaka. Too many surgeries.
Yes. So, in two of the one of the two matches of the night, in my personal opinion, Rhea Ripley became the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion to eventually become the Raw Women's Champion when Bianca and Reyes switched during the draft, correct? I believe that is. Okay. Mm-hmm. What a match. And Rhea specifically stated that the powers that be, Vince, motherfucker, wanted the match to go 5 minutes.
Ugh.
And Rhea said, fuck that. Let me hold on. Rhea WrestleMania 39 match length. Because she specifically stated, she did say that, right. She did state this week. how Rhea's lack of ring time. Oh, good grief. Oh, well. Yeah, but anyway, Rhea has become even bigger than when she won the title last year.
Yeah. Okay. And to believe she's coming up on a year now with that belt.
Deservedly so. And yeah. Charlotte, unfortunately, should have been in this year's WrestleMania, but due to a freak accident with a match with Asuka in September, blew out her knee and is recovering from surgery.
Yep. She's doing well, but she is still recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's go!
No.
The Miz was a was the host, and Pat McAfee said, screw that, I want a match, and defeated The Miz in
3 minutes, 40 seconds.
But then we had the best storyline match of this night.
Yes.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn finally gets the big one after Sami was begging Kevin to be his friend. I'm sorry. Look, did you see him? I'm sorry. Defeating the Bloodline.
Sami, shut up. I'll tag with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this match was, and again, Michael Cole was on all cylinders. I rewatched this match on the 24-hour stream. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this was magic. This was magic. You were there, Nikki. Tell us about that.
Wow. Well, the crowd was absolutely behind our two Canadian boys, and the action was great. The false finishes, you know, had the crowd going. We were all on the edge of our seats.
Mm-hmm.
And when KO and Sammy won, the stadium shook.
As it should have.
Because remember, Sammy should have won that belt in Montreal the month before.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was a, you know, everyone said that night one was one of the best overall great stuff. Was really
yeah, good. It was, if I remember right, in the Wrestling Observer, it went top three for Matt or card of the year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Night okay. one.
Yes.
That is.
Night one. Night two.
Yeah.
Now, this is how the mighty have fallen. Okay.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar curtain jerk night two by himself. Defeating Omos. Omos is still doing house show stuff.
Yep.
You know, comedy matches, while Brock Lesnar is persona non grata because he literally pissed people off.
Oh.
I know. Brain bleach.
Brain bleach,
yep.
Please.
Brain bleach! Okay. So then we had Ronda and Shayna defeating Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, and Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Rhonda has been burning bridges at the WWE in her book. Good grief.
Call that burning? That's nuking.
Yeah, good riddance.
Yeah.
Good bloody riddance. Go home and have some more kids.
No, she nuked everybody. She nuked Vince. She nuked the girls, you know.
Yep.
She nuked everybody. She said she retired due to concussion. Bullshit. I don't believe that.
She retired because she kept losing.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And she couldn't hang.
No, she could not. Shayna is with Zoe Stark now.
Yeah. And also this year we'll be doing the first WWE, the first non-WWE show a WWE talent's been on in years.
Right, at GCW Bloodsport against Masa Slamovic. Okay, Liv Morgan has come back from injury. She had a couple of injuries over the year. Raquel Rodriguez has got some health issues, and we truly wish her the best of luck. She may wish
us that terrible luck there.
Yes. Natalya actually showed up in an open challenge on Tuesday with Lola Vice and is still the veteran, you know.
Shotzi.
Okay.
Shotzi's injured, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Chelsea,
Yep, she got injured on NXT last month.
Okay. Chelsea and Sonya have been invisible.
Yeah. I mean, also, congratulations, Chelsea. She now has, I believe she has her green card?
Yeah, she has her green card, and Sonya just got married.
Yep.
And in one of the two matches of the night, again, in my opinion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew had a banger, and I think you could, I hope, VRM, you could play it, because it was there.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Bingo. Yep.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
So, for the record, some of those chops did not need miking.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes. Some of that snap was heard in the 500s.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. But, and of course, Sheamus, is he still hurt? Or is he just not cleared? Or is it creative has nothing for him right now?
Obviously, creative has nothing for him because since Ridge and Butchie, I mean, Pete Dunne, have moved on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With, you know, Butchie working for New Catch Republic. I'm sorry.
I know.
He did have a bad shoulder surgery. Shoulder injury. Yeah.
So, and Ridge is off air due to storyline. So Sheamus is probably just recovering.
Yeah.
McIntyre.
Drew's moved up, which is crazy.
And to be honest, I would not be surprised if Drew goes home a champion after Sunday. I'm not sure right now, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised either. I bet he has re-signed in some way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because even Hunter would not let somebody without a contract have an open mic. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move to Bianca defeating Asuka. Again, Asuka is now part of the Damage Control 6 woman. Well, yes. Bianca and Asuka they're both in the match. They're both fighting each other.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And this match.
Let's just
move. Well.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Well, no. Here's what happened. Shane McMahon was supposed to fight The Miz, but blew out both his legs.
Yeah, that's what the Mox part was for.
Okay. Then we had this match with, can we call him Edge at this point? Yes, because he was
still in the Fed. You can call him Edge.
Okay. Defeated Finn Balor, who painted up in a Hell in a Cell match. But Nikki, you said there was a little.
Oh, I can still see the.
So what happened, Nikki?
Well, essentially, you know, they started getting all the toys in the ring and a nice touch. A lot of the stuff was painted red for Edge and purple for Balor. It was kind of cute. But there was a spot where Edge threw a ladder at Balor and it caught him just right up near the hairline and caused a huge gash. Now,
yes.
Big time. The medical crew came up to the cell, and since the crowd didn't know exactly what had happened yet, started booing when they opened the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
It's Hell in the Cell.
It's Hell in the Cell. Let them fight. You know, we're not going to have Hell in the Cell 2019 on this either. But
circumstances here are vastly different from Hell in the Cell 2019, though.
True.
Yeah.
And Finn was like, no, you know, just get it to stop bleeding. I'm not leaving. I want to finish the match.
Mm-hmm.
So We have discovered that the Demon King bleeds, so he can be defeated.
Which mm-hmm. he is now Judgment Day Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe still part of as the tag team champions. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he and they are part of a 6-pack challenge with, let's see, DIY, mm-hmm. Awesome Truth, Catch Republic, A Town Down Under. Yuck.
I thought it was the douchebag crew.
That yeah, yes.
Okay, and what good.
Is and what's the other
and the New Day. Okay.
A 6-pack ladder match.
Right. And Edge is the only one of this WrestleMania card that is, well, let me phrase that. The only non-contracted player, correct?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. Braun was to injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lita is a veteran, right?
Yeah.
But Edge is, you know, retired from the WWE in Toronto last fall. I believe it was it August or fall. And then Edge is now Adam Copeland is having a hell of a run in AEW.
Yes, he is.
See, and his brother, I mean Christian, are just having way too much fun being dicks to each other.
Yes, exactly. And then the main event, which is the main event. Again,
yeah.
Roman Reigns defeating Cody Rhodes in, again, a spectacular match, but you still think it was the wrong result?
Yes, I still think it was the wrong result. And what has happened in the years since? Very few title matches.
11 of them.
Yeah.
12, I believe. 12, right? 12, because he did have a four-way.
Yeah, he did not wrestle much at all, which I find to be very off-putting, especially with a wrestling program. You want your champion on there as much as possible and possibly defending on the show.
Now, to that, I'm gonna pose something to you.
Okay.
Roman as a heel has essentially become Brock.
Yes.
I see that.
Brock or Rock?
Brock.
Mr. Lazor.
Yeah.
So you're admitting this.
Because yes, he is on a part-time schedule, but he told us that he was going on a part-time schedule.
He did?
He'd mentioned it at a couple of house shows. He'd mentioned it in a couple of interviews that his schedule was going to get lighter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But on the opposite side of this, where we have Roman, who is hale and healthy and seemingly invincible.
Yes.
Where you have Seth Rollins, who is, you know, one iron lung away from not being able to go to the ring to wrestle a match, and he'll try anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So think about the little promo off they had where Roman's like, you work 10 times more than I do, and I make 10 times more than you do.
Right.
So, you know.
And then, what does your wife dress you?
Yeah. These are not my wife's clothes. Why'd you compare me to Sid?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, the conversation after these two promos, the two of them backstage, just snarking at each other about all the pot shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Seth buys Roman coffee. Anyway, Roman, like I said, my Roman colored glasses are not coming off. I still want to see him break Hogan's record. Now it's just the principle of the thing.
So you're saying Reigns is going over at WrestleMania?
Yes, but I haven't figured out who's going to throw the rubber chicken.
Oh, Nikki, stop!
I mean, it's going to be tribal rules that night, either way.
Yeah.
You think that's
a pretty obvious for night one that the heels are going over.
Right, and Rock is pinning Seth because Roman and or Cody cannot take one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But Nikki, I totally disagree with you on this, and we'll talk about it on the preview. Cody Rhodes has to finish this story. If he does not, okay, there's a point where people are going to start not investing in Cody.
Yeah.
Some people stopped investing the day after WrestleMania 39.
The thing is, it isn't just that. It's more of a, they don't want Roman around anymore. Roman needs to go and take a few months away without a belt. And that's been overdue for a while now.
Yeah, since WrestleMania 39.
Yeah, largely because of one person, Vince Sr. Because Hunter was starting to run things, and then Vince decided to stick his dick in the mashed potatoes. And that's probably the biggest reason why Cody didn't win.
Because Vince is a petty bastard who would like to see Hogan's record fall.
But also being petty towards the Rhodes family for the last 40 years. Hunter does not have such qualms, I hope.
No, he does not. I don't think so.
And if you want to break it down, Hunter would side with the Rhodes family, where Paulie's going to side with the Samoans. So if Paulie was actually doing any writing for the shows, I would just pay to watch him and Hunter have a huge argument over who should win.
Yeah.
The debate for that would be, oh my God, I need more
popcorn. The debate, well, put it to you this way. We could have the debate right now. We could, and shall we? Let's, okay? Because I think it's a very interesting point, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you do have reasons for both people going over. You do. Okay, not as much more Roman as per Cody Rhodes this year. Okay, mm-hmm. The Roman Reigns one is correct. You need to have Roman beat Hogan. Okay, that is the only reason why he would win.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason. Okay. Cody has more of the upside. Cody would finish his story. Cody would get revenge, etc. And there's going to be so much more on the outside. Where is The Rock going to be? Where is Austin? Cena? Something like that. I mean, look, there's something we forgot about night one. The Usos were tag team champions a year ago. Now they're fighting each other. We forgot about that.
And yeah. Some of the outcome of that match might also have some ramifications tonight, too.
Yes. Correct. Yes.
And I hope that are they going to do a straight match, or do you think they'll do tribal combat?
For what, Jimmy and Jay?
Jimmy
and Jay. That's straight match so far. They haven't said.
Yes.
I think it's a straight match.
Okay. That's true. They're going to, because it's going to be, if it's Bloodline rules on night two, then you start breaking out the toys.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'd love to see Roman break Hogan's record for multiple reasons.
Agree. Put it to you this way. I don't disagree. Okay.
But and Cody's, well, with Cody, you do have a chance here at having another. You already have in him a top babyface. You already have in him one of the top merch sellers right now.
Yeah.
Not to mention, every house show I've gone to since he came back, I've run into at least three people cosplaying as him. In some cases, kids.
Right.
Parents spending. Yeah. Parents are spending a couple hundred bucks to make a Cody Rhodes jacket for their kid.
Yep. To the point where, didn't a couple of weeks ago at a house show, Cody pulled up one of the kids and had him do the whoa?
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. And the fact that, how did he use to say it? Kissing kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Right. And Downstate, I believe, is going to play him in at WrestleMania.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay, that's telling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of signs point to that possibility. This is something that could go either way. I agree that Cody would probably have some more upside, but to be honest, I would, you know, the fact that it would take us another 4.5 years to get rid of Hogan's record. I'm not even asking for San Martino. I don't want, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous and impossible. Not in this day and age. I don't even think Hunter has the patience for that.
No.
But getting Hogan out of that top four?
Is it four?
It's top four, top... It's San Martino. Backlund. Morocco?
Hogan was
It would be third. He would be third, according to ESPN.
So,
putting
Roman in that top three gets the last of the old guard canceled crowd / performa non grata away from the echelons of the history books. Since, you know, Vince is stricken from the record. Brock's been stricken from the record. Hogan, you know, depends on how much money he wants. Because he could always get a buck out of Vince, but I know he wouldn't get one out of Hunter.
Yeah.
So it's a necessary evil to keep it on Roman, but there, you know, it doesn't have to. It should be the Universal title, but it doesn't have to be. We still have this other wild card called Damian Priest.
Yes. Well, put it to you this way. He's going to crash the other party, not this one.
No.
Because if he crashes this party, he becomes an instant asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and at the scrum afterward, oh boy. There's going to be a lot of pointed questions thrown his way.
Right, and we have another wild card in all of this, and that's CM Punk.
Yeah.
Excuse me, VRM?
Pay attention to me!
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's gotten his foot in the door by doing commentary. And yes, he better be wearing the fucking blazer.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see this callback, I will be very disappointed. I think Punk's in better shape than he's letting on.
Oh?
You think the arm is BS?
The injury itself is legit, but I think he's ahead of schedule. And he doesn't have to do much. So, think about it. It's a classic wrestling trope.
Mm-hmm.
He's close enough to the ring to throw the headset off and go do some damage.
Mm. By the way, we were talking about Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to an interview, she said, Becky Lynch said, that, you know, the infamous WrestleMania 35 ending where she pulled the shoulder up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was done on purpose.
Oh.
Okay. She wrote, and I quote, she had picked her shoulder up from the mat before the three count. Whether that was by accident or deliberate, I suppose we will never know. But the ref, knowing this was the end of the match, counted the three regardless of Ronda's shoulder coming up, leading to one of the most anticlimactic finishes in WrestleMania main event history. We were making sorts of history all in that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that the ref paid a fine for counting to three when the shoulder is come up. Fuck you, Ronda. Seriously. Dude.
Yeah.
But But this, but the WrestleMania 40 card right now, oh my God, every match means something. And every match means something.
Yeah, that's frightening.
That's a breath of fresh air, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and it's and right now we have twelve matches so far. Yes.
Yeah.
And again, let's just go over them because we're going to go over them more in depth next week.
Yes.
On night one, the main event is the Bloodline, which is The Rock and Roman, versus Cody and Seth. If Cody and Seth win, it's a one-on-one straight match. If the Bloodline wins, it's Bloodline rules, which is basically anything goes. Okay. Yeah. Then on night two, it's Seth versus Drew and Roman versus Cody for their respective championships.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, EO versus Bayley. Oh, and by the way, loved that Bayley, you know, coming into the photo shoot and kicking the crap out of her. That was terrific.
And much damage was made. The only thing I didn't like is that they had probably one or two too many cameras in this bit.
Yeah.
VRM, help me out on this one. During the fight, you know, I would expect at least, you know, a video camera, maybe two, while they're doing the photo shoot. But that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So in the course of this fight, though, we had at least two camera angles on the floor. We had a camera up in crawl space above everything. And one of the cameras that was down near the floor was a Steadicam.
Ooh.
Ouch, my suspension of disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the gals, because it was a good fight.
Yeah.
But minus a few for the presentation. There's ways of doing that. This is a less is more situation. You should have only had a camera, maybe two over there.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. So then Rhea versus Becky. We talked about Gunther versus Sami. Six-pack challenge. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. This is the only match I'm like, all right, a little. You know what I mean? Just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the lowest on my.
It's not the lowest on mine.
What's yours?
Latino World Order versus Santos and Dominic.
All right, I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, this match is not far away.
Right. Go ahead, Nick.
I was gonna say I would have rather it be, you know, a 10-person mixed tag, but. You know, that could look like they're just trying to cram everybody on the card, like they usually do. And mm-hmm. We also have, well, SmackDown hosts the Everybody Gets a Paycheck Battle Royal.
Yep, that's this coming Friday.
Yeah, from Armbar.
Yep.
I feel bad for those guys.
Some of them include Andrade, Ricochet, Gable, Bronson Reed, Nakamura, Omos, the Creed Brothers, Ivar, Tozawa, Otis, JD McDonough, Apollo Crews, what the hell is their name? The Viren Sangha. Oh, Indashir.
Yes.
Indashir, yeah.
Cameron Grimes, Pretty Deadly, Ashante Adonis, and Cedric Alexander. So yeah, the Everybody Gets a Paycheck match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then of course we talked about the Six Woman. And then of course Paul versus Orton versus Owens. That's going to be fun too. That's just going to be great. And the set's being built right now, but damn it. And then of course, as we are finishing, or we may, you know, we're going to be doing this during the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Paul Heyman, Muhammad Ali, Thunderbolt Patterson, the US Express. Unfortunately, I have to ask,
have they mentioned who will be accepting on behalf of Muhammad? Will it be Layla?
They haven't said so yet, but I'm guessing yes.
Okay.
Okay.
which means we'll see a reunion of American Gladiators hosts at Mania Weekend.
Right.
With Hogan and Ali.
Right, because Hogan's coming in. Okay. Because the WWE world has actually... the WWE world schedule has actually picked up.
Yes.
Yeah, they apparently the demand's been so good they've added more meet and greets.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So Thursday from 12 to 8, that includes AJ Styles, Bobby Lashley, Carlito, Chelsea Green, Damian Priest, Dragon Lee, Finn Balor, Ivy Nile, Jade Cargill, JD McDonough, Jinder Mahal, Johnny Gargano, Kofi, Maxxine Dupri, Pete Dunne, Nakamura, Miz, Ciampa, and more. Friday is Apollo Crews, Austin Theory, Big E, Candice LeRae, Grayson Waller, Gunter, Karrion Kross, Ilya Dragunov, JBL, MVP, Naomi, Natalya, Nia Jax, Otis, Roxanne Perez, Sami Zayn, Scarlett, Tyler Bates, Zelina Vega. Saturday is Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed, Brutus Creed, B-Fab, Carmella, Chad Gable, Io Sky, Joe Gacy, Julius Creed, Carl Anderson, Katana Chance, Caden Carter, Michin, Omos, Piper Niven, Sonya Deville, and the other Sunday and Monday. You've got more. Monday they have the day after. Plus, of course, the big autograph signings, which include Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. I think is the only one is not doing any.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
That's called good heel.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what are they going to, or will he eventually get back to signing and all that, and you know, being a human?
Depending on how hard he gets screwed, if he loses at Mania,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance they're going to try to turn him face.
Possibility.
Or he's just going to go away. I don't know which.
No. The question is for okay. Because I have to ask this, okay?
Okay.
Roman's heel run has been one of the best in history. Okay? Yes. Without question. How do you bring him back as face? How?
How did we do it with Punk back in the 2010s? Because Punk went up, his year-long reign, he went up the roster and then back down the roster. Heel, then face.
Mm-hmm.
If Roman retains, obviously he is not going to change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my tinfoil hat aside because I'm not going to say it.
No, you can say it. It's fine. Go ahead.
So if, Roman has The Rock and the Bloodline to back him up. Seth's got does have a friend he can usually call upon if he needs some help. And he keeps giving me this dirty look, and I know you want to go to Philly. You want to go to Philly for the nostalgia of it all. You work the ECW arena. Don't look at me like that. Fine, you tell him.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Buenas noches.
No, but okay. What do you think he has to say? What would be? Come on, you're not going to be there, are you?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to make it. I mean, that's a long flight from Mexico City to Philadelphia. I mean, what's that? 10 hours? Yeah. I don't want to be on a plane that long. No offense. And Seth dropping Shield references. The only reason he's dropping those Shield references is because he's going to put a chair in Cody's back.
Mm-hmm.
Or Punk's, or Drew's. Either way, he's going to swing a chair.
Okay.
I look forward to that. But Forbidden Door shit aside, I don't think Tony Khan will let me go do that.
Yeah, Tony's been Tony's been dealing with what's his face, Eric Bischoff.
Oi.
Hey, that's some cinema right there.
Oh, please.
What? I'll bring tapas for everybody to watch. You know, watch Bischoff burn Tony Khan to the ground. No offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony Khan may be my boss, but there are days.
Mm-hmm.
There are days, man. So, first of all, I know the old man is gone, but Hunter wasn't a big fan of me either. It's him, mm-hmm. Him and Hayes. What was his particular kind of cat? What the hell does that even mean? So, I don't think Hunter would let me back in. But if he does, I guarantee you he can make $3 million the next day if he puts a whole bunch of Shield shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, Nikki will buy half of it.
Excuse me.
You'll buy the Shield shit. You'll buy WWE sponsored Mox shirts. You'll buy Seth Rollins shirts for Jamie, and then the Roman shirts. I'm sure you'll get a couple of those too.
Mm-hmm.
But to save yourself some money, just buy the Shield shirts.
It's sad that that almost makes sense. All right, buddy. You got places to be.
I know. Here.
And if you start singing Tijuana Jail one more time, I
I thought he was doing the Mexican hat dance.
No, he's going even more obscure. Look up Kingston Trio's Tijuana Jail.
Okay. I will.
The trio actually was interviewed. This is years and years ago, obviously. They said that this actually happened to them.
Okay.
And given some, you know, part of it wouldn't happen in Mox's case because he's been a good boy.
Right.
But the liquor, you know, the liquor may be cold, but the dice were hot.
Yeah.
And can't you just see him and Eddie Kingston cheating the fuck out of people before the Mexican cops drag him away? They would be cheating the fuck out of everybody. And then they get put in jail and they just kind of shrug their shoulders. It's like, is it Wednesday or Thursday? But John Moxley singing is a crime.
We've seen this.
Yes, we have.
And I've almost lost a friend over this. So,
Jamie?
Not Jamie. My friend in Louisiana, Risa, she thinks I'm crazy.
Uh huh.
But we were joking about it, and I showed her the cruise clip of Sweet Caroline.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
And she kind of groaned, and I said, "So nice, we did it twice." And I found the old one.
Oh,
the first time he did it, where he's running around the arena and he stops at the camera and says, "I have no idea what's going on." But he's got the whole house singing Sweet Caroline. It's probably an HWA, or it was an HWA show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Needless to say, she wasn't happy that I was doing that.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into a plot point later on. Well, that's for off the air. Never mind. That's for off the air. I'll tell that story after.
Okay.
The show.
But I think we have to sell some soap.
Taupe?
What?
No, we're not selling pantyhose. Do these come in taupe?
Soap. Oh, my God.
So, VRM, would you like to start?
We're kind of in a...
We're kind of a lull, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. BS Big Show, we've got still about a month till the draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, when we come back, not only are we going to talk about the draft, we're going to be talking about, oh, tackling is now illegal.
No, no, no. The hip getting drop closer. Tackle.
The tackle rule, though, is so vague. There's going to be so many penalties called.
That's going to piss off some fans and
piss off everyone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that makes the games even easier to fix. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, yes, you did.
And also we have, we kind of talked about, in the off air, I feel sorry for the audio techs in the UFL.
Yes.
Mhm. Mhm. I mean, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. Do they have a game? They have a game tomorrow, right? Or did they just have the two games today?
They have two games today, right?
Yeah. Because St. Louis was in the late game.
They have games tomorrow.
Okay. No, yeah. I knew they had at least a game tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got a 12 and a 3.
Okay. Yep. So, I'm glad that you guys are going to talk about the UFL. The early game today was essentially a bit of history and a bit of, I'm going to say it, continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the XFL champions and putting them up against the USFL champions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Something that was done in football about 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just
sounds
saying.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Just saying. And then some big bald dude went up into the announcer's booth and tried to downplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock was actually in the announcer's booth for a little while. That was fun.
Okay.
He did not say anything about wrestling, though.
Yeah, trying to keep it a little separate.
Well, and fixing the mistake that Vince was making with the XFL by shoving all this wrestling into the football, where, yes, there's going to be wrestling fans in the stands, but, you know, don't piss off the football fans by giving them something they might not know.
Yeah. Right, exactly, because, see, the thing is that The Rock, Dwayne, is trying to balance being Dwayne and being The Rock, you know, or, yeah. Excuse me, corporate Rock.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's a better way to put it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he learned well from that because, well, he was in the middle of all that with the first go-round. So, but yeah, I'm glad you guys are going to be talking UFL.
Yeah, we will. We will be talking UFL. Over on WLTI, we had March Badness. We couldn't use the other term because, well, it's copyrighted. We, Chico, Gordon, and I ranked the 32 worst shows of last year, and we picked a winner of the worst show of 2023. And I will just give you this one hint. It is the first time in our history that a streaming show has won the title.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you off air what it is, okay. But you should listen to the podcast. It's fun. It just got released. You notice that we're actually getting our podcasts up. It's fun.
Yes.
Good.
Mm. Miracle of miracles.
Exactly. You know, and then of course we're talking Drag Race. We're talking Survivor. We're talking the new version of Top Chef, which I have to watch. And because we're heading to the finals of Drag Race. Amazing Race, and we're finishing the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament, and we're actually going to have real players. And by the way, as we record this on March 30th today, it is Jeopard Day, okay? Because yes. 60 years ago today, on March 30th, Jeopardy was introduced to NBC with the host of Hart Fleming. And today, if you take the online test, and you could do it, you always can do it for free. If you take it today, The first 10,000 test takers will donate $6 to the Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund. I don't know the exact name of it. So that Jeopardy can make a $60,000 donation to fight the evil disease that killed, that was the cause of death for Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
There is also going to be an event here in New York City a week from this coming Friday at the Edge. It's the first live Inside Jeopardy. Where you can you're going to be with Jeopardy champions, be involved with a live cast, and actually hobnob with people like Ken Jennings, etc. Yes, and the VIP is actually $196.40. That's the cocktail
price. That ain't
bad. General admission is $40 because it's the 40th season. VIP is $60. So there's that.
All right.
So now, Josh.
Yes.
Any update on Knickknacks? Because again, no. Nickelodeon is getting under the scrutiny of a lot of people these days.
No new main series episode. He's been just doing a bunch of one-off episodes of various shows. Next episode up is The Adventures of Pete and Pete, whenever that releases.
And by the way, just to let you know, remember we talked about we talked about Quiet on Set.
Yes.
There's actually going to be a bonus episode.
Yes, there is going to be a fifth episode
with more like stuff on the cutting room floor and more episode, more
voices. Reactions.
Yes.
Yep. And then over on It Was a Thing on TV, you guys have already touched on a little bit of what's coming, but this last week was a redo of the best of with the Ghostbusters from 75, a normal episode of Filmation's Ghostbusters from 86, and the first of three new shows that will be coming from today to next Friday, the UFL Premier Week, as you've already mentioned. The other two episodes, one normal, which, yes, Jason, you covered in part, because today is indeed Jepar Day. They will be talking about another anniversary coming up here in a few months of a certain person on Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right. It's the 20th anniversary of Ken Jennings' appearances, right?
Yes. The 20th anniversary is coming up this June of his first appearance on Jeopardy. And what a roller coaster it has been for him since.
Yeah.
Going from almost not making it on the show to super champ to everything else that has come since, and now he's hosting the whole shooting match. And then the third and final, It Was a Thing on TV Hall of Fame ceremony will be this week, and they will be giving away, I believe, a dozen seats into their fictional Hall of Fame. One of which, well, he was heavily involved in last week's episodes, what with Ghostbusters and all that.
Okay.
That should be a huge clue.
Lorenzo Music?
No, not that Ghostbusters. Filmations. In short, who made the show?
Right, and I can't remember their names, even though
Lou Scheimer.
Thank you.
Lou Scheimer is going to be at least one of the 12.
That's good, because it's not only that show that, you know, kept Filmation on the map.
It was He-Man and She-Ra, but they also Fat Albert and, you know, some guy, you know, that one.
Yeah. Well, you could also touch on Brave Star.
Yeah, Brave Star and a whole mess of other stuff that
The Batman and Robin series, no?
Lone Ranger.
It isn't that, but I'm forgetting what former episodes that they have done. with Lou Scheimer and Filmation. Because it would be essentially the Filmation stuff they would be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, there that is. So I want to say they touched on the kids' superpower hour with Shazam. I think they might have touched on Lassie's Rescue Rangers. Star Trek, the animated series, absolutely.
Yes.
And Uncle Croc's Block, of course. Considering that one of their long-running gimmicks nowadays is the number of episodes compared to Uncle Croc's Block. Which was a...
was that the Charles Melton Riley?
Yeah. 75-76 one. Absolutely. That arc 2, I believe they covered. They haven't covered that. I know they'll eventually cover a lot of these because a lot of these are cheap. And the only one that actually, or at least what I would consider one series that made it the longest, would be, of course, the Fat Albert series. That lasted forever, it felt like.
That had quite a few seasons to it, and...
Four series,
but I'm talking
seasons.
It felt like more than that, but that's okay.
Yes.
Well, it was, because they also, if you include the new Fat Albert, it and the Adventures of Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids,
Okay. You
will see three different series that go from 72 to 85.
There we go. Okay.
So, yeah, that and also He-Man, which He-Man and She-Ra lasted a total of four seasons combined. And, of course, the movies and all that. So, yeah, you can find all of that on itwasathingontv.com, which is almost at 94,000 downloads. It will be by tomorrow, pretty much. Or at least I would assume.
Okay. But you, Nikki, need to do your artist shout-outs. And, of course, our friend who has been in the Has-Been Hotel for way too long.
Our dear friend Jamie Claudia has been hyper-fixated on Has-Been Hotel, and she just can't stop. Anyway, but she's actually started spreading her artwork on Tumblr.
Oh.
I don't know her handle on Tumblr, but, you know, all you have to do is type hashtag Has-Been Hotel, and you'll probably find her stuff come up. Mm-hmm. To tie that in with North American Wrestling Connection, this time next week, I will be in Sacramento.
Now, so will you be doing the show?
I, for several months, I was doing my show on my tablet, so it wouldn't be that hard for me to bring that and my headset and the adapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if I can find a Y cable to finally get Jamie on the friggin' show. Anyway. So yeah. Yes, and it's actually 10 times cheaper for me to fly to Sacramento and hang out with her than it would be for me to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she and I are going to wrestle Geek from Thursday to the following Tuesday. So, yes, I'm watching the Raw after Mania with her.
Nice.
Open your windows and listen for all the noise that we're going to be making. So, to the other artists.
Also, just so you know, Nikki, it is, as you pretty much should suspect, tumblr.com/alteregozoe.
Okay.
Zowie.
Yep. So, yeah, go check out her art there as well. But she's most of her stuff is found on Twitter and Instagram. And this has gotten her, this has really done wonders for her account. So, especially her Twitter account, because I think she's actually over 1,000 followers now. Let's see. Basic shout out, regular shout out, as always, to Oniwambashu. I was flipping through her Twitter feed because I was looking for her, some of her older stuff, mostly her wrestling and Shield art, because I'm a doofus like that. Mm-hmm. Her commissions are open. She's a little on the expensive side, and she needs time, but it's worth it. It is worth every minute and every penny. Let's see. J-Rock at J-Rock Draws. Let's see, his variety. He's a variety of styles. Yeah, he's got all kinds of stuff. He's not that terribly expensive. And let me see if he's got his commissions open. Really need to sell some art. I need gas money. That was posted on his Twitter feed 2 hours ago. So go check him out. Let's see. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Since Jamie might not be listening to this podcast, but I'm going to break it to y'all. I am bringing her the latest piece that I had Dozer Baby draw for me, which was the Shield anniversary pick, where it started and where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
That was officially signed by Seth freaking Rollins at a house show.
Nice.
That's hers. See, wrestling and anime, look no further than Otanad and Naho Tahes. Tahes has been doing his own version of chibi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because his latest one was about Punk and Drew giving each other shit. Mm-hmm. Otanad is prolific and hysterical. Check him out on Instagram. He's not as prolific on Twitter. What else do I have here? Oforo of Fine Arts and Masterpieces at John J. Freeze. This is chibi art that you've probably seen. It's a thicker line stuff, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of fun. I like her style, and apparently so do a lot of other people who like to steal the artwork and put it on shirts. I am guilty of buying two of these bootlegs. I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Called Mox. Anyway, James Diatto, another guy who's got a nice variety of styles. I don't see anything new on his account, but the commissions are open. Not cheap, but sweet, sweet stuff. Definitely check him out. And with any artist, pay them well. Be as clear as possible in your descriptions. Tip generously, post it everywhere.
Credit
the fucking artist, yes, but I gotta throw in a new caveat.
Ooh, okay.
Well, just over the last few days, when I got my new computer, it introduced me something called Copilot, which is Microsoft's AI.
Okay. Yeah.
Make sure when you're commissioning an artist, ask for work in progress. Because if you're just handed a completed piece, I could have done it in Copilot in 10 minutes. And then charge you $200 for essentially what is public domain. Or AI doesn't really have an IP to it because it's created by a machine, not by you. And you should not be paying somebody $100 to play with AI when you could do it yourself. Just saying. But I don't think I have anything else because I'm right here. So for Statboy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week because it's Pick'em's week for WrestleMania.
Yep.